welcome to another episode of PT Isles, brought to you by Isles Blog. Now, this isn't your host, Joe Bono. This is Jesse Funk.
And Greg Nimzik.
All right, we are the other two to the trio that does PT Isles. Now, you're lucky that you don't see our ugly faces, as we're just doing an audio one, no video today. But let's get right into it. I mean, a lot of Isles.
First episode. Season two
of the regular season. Yeah, I mean, we were a little caught up with the Mets in the World Series, but now it's all the focus is on the Islanders.
Yeah,
and I mean, let's really get into it, because we texted about this a little bit, but first topic we have to talk about is the Travis Hamonic demanding a trade.
Yeah,
and now when this broke yesterday, it was not 100% sure who broke, but I saw Arthur Staple post it.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he was definitely one of the first.
Yeah, one of the first two, but caught me by surprise. As it caught you, correct?
Yeah, I was actually at work, and I got out of work, and I saw the text that from you saying that he demanded the trade, and I didn't see anything else about it. I'm just like, okay, this is kind of out of nowhere. Because everything up until this point, I haven't heard him ever disgruntled about being in New York. I don't think it's the team per se. Because I don't think
he said it
on the ice.
He said it's all
just
family.
About being by his family. Yeah, which is just weird that it would come out like now. Like, you've had all off season. I know he did it right before the training camp or something like that. I think
yes,
is when it started in September. So I don't know why he waited until now or then. He had all off season. Could have told him right after the playoffs, and I bet you Snow would have been jumped at the chance to trade him.
Yeah, and for him, I mean, did you see was it 30 for 30 or the E60 about him? So you could tell he's very close with his family, very close.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we've ever seen this in sports where, how old's Travis now?
He's in mid-20s, if that. Like, I think
a player in their mid-20s wanting to go back home? And leave a big city.
And I mean, I don't know. This could just be pure speculation, because I'm an optimist that I want the Islanders back on Long Island. But you haven't seen anyone really want off of Long Island. But we're in Brooklyn, and I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it at all.
Well, no, I mean,
probably reading too much into it. But
yeah, I mean, that's just I feel like the
being hopeful.
Brooklyn's like the first thing you can blame, and I think that's what I first saw. People on Twitter be like, oh, it's because of the move to Brooklyn. Which affected, I know, Vanek from signing.
Like, yeah, he didn't want to.
No, he'd prefer to stay in Nassau County than Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm not going to hate Hamonic because of this. It's not just because of the reasoning behind it. And just because of everything he's done for us just to get back on the map. He was there from the beginning.
Yeah,
and he was part of that game he was part of that game that really set the tone that the Islanders were back against the Penguins. So I mean, you have a soft spot for him, and it sucks that we're not in the right location for his family and stuff. But
for Friday's game, I think you have to give him an ovation. You can't start booing him. Because either way,
I wouldn't give him an ovation.
Well, no.
Him an ovation.
But, okay, it was more of don't boo.
But not boo. I don't think you should boo. Yeah, yeah. I definitely don't think you should boo him. Because, I mean, he still hasn't been traded yet. And
that's the thing. We don't know when he's going to be traded. If it's going to be soon or at the end of the season. Who knows? But either way, he's going to bring in a nice return for the team.
Real nice return.
And if you're going to send him to, one of those Western Canadian teams, like Winnipeg,
Edmonton,
Calgary.
Yeah, I mean, any of those. You.
Was Vancouver? Vancouver is the last one.
Yeah. But Vancouver, I saw someone tweet about it yesterday that Vancouver is almost the same distance to Winnipeg as New York is. So that wouldn't be solving anything.
It makes no sense. Okay.
But the other three teams that we just mentioned, they've all got young talent on it. So you could definitely take a guy who's NHL ready and that could step right in. And I know the Islanders want to go for a defenseman, which I don't really agree with. I think they should definitely use Hamonic towards going after a wing for Tavares.
I agree.
But
Taylor Hall.
I would love Taylor Hall, or I just think Jordan Eberle, because
That, you
there's
know what? That's funny
something
you said that,
awesome
because
about it.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like him to the Islanders, as we've heard, like, for the past, like, 2 or 3 seasons, there's been,
Yeah.
like, rumors. So I wouldn't be shocked if that's the trade.
They need defense a lot.
Yeah.
We need a winger. I mean, yeah, we need a winger for JT because he's out there alone. I don't care who's on his wings right now or how good anyone's doing. He needs a competent guy
All
on
right,
the
well, that's
defense.
going to set up our second thing we want to talk about. A guy that we both want to see on JT's wing, but you can't because he's not even in Brooklyn or traveling with the team because he's in Bridgeport. Ryan Strome.
Yeah.
Just being in Capuano's doghouse.
Yeah, and I don't understand it. I didn't
I
understand
don't
it when it
understand.
happened. I still don't understand. I mean, the team has been playing better since the demotion, pretty much. But I'm not going to say that the whole team was playing bad just because of Ryan Strome. So
I just I don't get it.
no, and it's kind of like it's a catch 80. What is it?
Catch
Catch.
22.
Yeah, like it sucks that Strome is down and the team's playing well, but you want the team to play well because you want them to win. But at the same time, you don't want them to play that well so Strome can finally get back in the lineup. But because I Steve Bernier doesn't do it for me. I don't
No, he doesn't do it for me either.
up until that one tip in that was a great setup by Boychuk the other night. He hasn't really been doing anything different than Strome was. Strome was actually contributing, at least, I don't know, to me, he was
Yeah,
contributing.
he only 12 games he lasted so far this year. He played 81 games last year, had 50 points. 12 games and he had 5 points.
I mean, like, no, if it was, it'd be one thing if everyone on the team was like firing on
And
all
plus
cylinders when this happened.
his plus minus is at a zero, so it's not like he's in the negatives.
Yeah, I know, like, he's been soft on his back checks, and I understand that aspect of it, and I get why the coaching staff wants to send him a message. But send him a message well, they already scratched him too earlier in the year, but send him a message a different way. It's stupid to send him back down to Bridgeport. I don't think that's going to kick
No,
him
I
in the game.
agree. I mean, I feel like, and I know you'll agree, there's wasted talent sitting right now in Bridgeport between him and, we both want Pulak up here.
Yeah. And why Pelech is on the team right now and isn't playing over Ryan Strait is beyond
Or
me.
is it Licky? I mean,
Yeah, I know. It's just the two that third pairing should not be a third pairing in the NHL. And this team wants to get back to where it was last year and get further. You're not doing that with Brian Strait or Marek Zgliglicki as
you
your
know
third.
what? I want to do a quick comparison between the Mets and the Islanders. Both teams who have been like
Funny you said that.
successful, but like the fan base hates the managers. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I forgot. Oh yeah, I talked about Zdlicky on Twitter, and this guy Michael F. Florio, he's a fantasy guy, but he compared Marek Zdlicky to Michael Gudire. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's a guy that
Bit of a comparison.
should be producing, but he's too old to produce. Yet they keep plugging him in the lineup, just hoping that he will eventually. Instead, it's not doing anyone any good, and they sat him the other night, but that's just one night. And Pelech looked good in the game too. If Pelech looked bad, I can understand benching him the next game. That's what I just don't get with Capuano. His lineup decisions every night. It goes from, yeah, that's great. You played great last night, but we're going to sit you tonight for a guy who's been terrible all year. And it's like, oh, we got to reward the guys, and then you bench him the next night, like.
It doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't.
Talking out both sides of his mouth.
I mean, when do you think we'll see Strome back? If we see, we I mean, we're gonna see him again. There's no way he'd last the whole year in Bridgeport. That would be
No.
mind-boggling.
Yeah, I mean, unless this team like goes on a Ranger type streak that they're on right now, or even further, and they just keep on winning and winning and winning, then yeah, you can't change the lineup at that point. But I would say probably. I think before the new year. I would hope before the new year.
Me too. I would hope before.
I
I hope before Thanksgiving.
mean, I would totally like that, but I think like the bigger need for to get back in this lineup is Hickey over everyone really right now.
agree, and we haven't heard anything
No,
in a
I
while. So,
think he's I don't know, but.
something to keep an ear out for, I guess you would say. But
yeah.
All right. Next thing we can talk about is the Barclays attendance. Now, we didn't like the
not
movie.
Good.
It's not. It's the second worst in the league.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's all I saw was that was the second worst. Who I like? Who could be worse right now? Honestly.
I, you know what? I'll look it up. Take a random guess.
My random guess is just the Panthers.
The Panthers?
I just feel like that they never draw and they're always like one of the worst. But the Islanders, like this isn't new territory for the Islanders. It's just shocking where like when it's happening after a huge move to a new venue and when you were selling out almost every game last year at a, honestly a piece of crap, but it was our piece of crap.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, and Mets fans,
Yeah.
God damn it. I was right. I didn't say because you said the Panthers. I was going to say Hurricanes. It's the Hurricanes.
Ah, that makes sense.
But the bottom three is Hurricanes are the worst. Islanders second worst. Panthers third worst. Arizona fourth. And then to round out the top five, the Devils.
Like, which out of those five do not belong? And it's the Islanders. Like,
yeah.
The other, I mean, the Panthers, they got a pretty decent team.
Yeah, but Florida sports teams.
Yeah, they'll
teams.
Never draw. I mean, Tampa's drawing. That's just because they were in the Stanley Cup last year. But
are they? Tampa? I mean, where are
I mean, they? I mean, drawing better.
Actually, they're in the top five. I'm shocked.
Yeah. So, I mean, but the Hurricanes are just the Hurricanes.
See, that's weird. They're in the top five, but you'll never see, like, the Devil Rays in the top five. The
no.
Rays, I'm sorry.
You'll never see them. Never.
No sense.
But
all right. I mean, I know the Islanders now have plans to, like, aggressively, like, move tickets. I know they just did the Modells in Rocky Point.
Yeah, Matt Martin's there.
Yeah, and if you bought $75, you got two free tickets.
That's not bad.
$75 in Isles merch, let me clear this up. No, it's not bad, but, I mean...
Yeah.
You got to get people in here. If you want to be a playoff team, I mean, the one big thing about being back at the Collie was the atmosphere. I mean, the barns are rocking. I don't think we're going to see the Barclays rocking. And it's upsetting.
No, yeah, I agree. And we were at a game earlier in the year, and up in, like, when we moved up in the stands, like, yeah, it got louder because we were around loud fans. But outside of that, everything just sounds so muffled at this place, too. So,
and going back to that game, I mean, I know it's Boston and Boston draws, but Boston scored that game, I think, like, twice or three times in the third period. I thought it was the Islanders who scored by the ovations, which sucked.
Yeah, exactly.
You expect,
it's not something you're used to.
You expect that when Montreal comes. When they usually take their, which is we versus them Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, I think Sunday.
Sunday?
No, I think this weekend.
This weekend. Because I know we versus them twice. I don't know if it's tomorrow night. Might be tomorrow night.
I think it's Friday and then Sunday.
Okay.
And so you're home and home type thing.
Yeah. So one of those. I wonder if they're going to make the trip, those Canadiens fans.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't know if they do it to the Garden or not. That's the thing. Because if they do it to the Garden, they'll definitely just do it to the Barclays. But
yeah, they would probably do it because tickets are cheaper. You have to think of that, too.
Yeah, true, true.
So, all right. Now let's move on to our fourth subject. And this is a little crossover between the Mets and Islanders, which we've talked about so far.
Mm-hmm.
Is Noah Syndergaard in all these sporting events.
Loving the New York life, dude.
First off, he's living the life. I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the state.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna say in baseball, in the state. And I mean, he's just living it up. I mean, he was at what? The Knicks game, Giants.
Yeah.
He went to the Rangers. He went to the Islanders.
Went to the Nets.
I don't know if he went to the Net game. I think
he did go to the Net game.
In his Islanders jersey?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he was at the Nets game the next night.
Oh, I thought he was at the game and he went to, like, the practice court and took a picture. Because the Nets have that practice court.
Yeah.
It's always up. I thought he just took a picture on there.
I just know that it came out the next day, so that's why I thought it was... He was at the game. But I'm pretty sure he went to it. But I don't know. Maybe.
Whatever, he's living the dream.
Yeah. He's literally going to doing it. I mean, why not too? You just came off of a World Series loss. Live it up, man. Like you gotta take your mind off of it for a little bit.
And I do love the pictures of him just like laying there on like the logos of everything, because he is a giant for like a picture.
And he's just so doofy looking that it's even funnier.
Now I'm gonna ask this question. Out of all the guys in New York, sports wise, who would you want to be?
Oh,
if you could trade lives,
I don't even know. There's one answer I would give, but I can't say it on here because it's an Islanders podcast. But I'd probably say Hank. I mean,
Lundqvist.
Yeah, you're a fucking male model, so you get to be around female models all the time, and you're like in the off season, you're probably the number one bachelor, and you're the best at your position. So I mean,
all right. Take him out.
It's him or Harvey. Like
really, Harvey?
Because Harvey's the same way. Like he knows he's good, and he doesn't give anything. He doesn't care about what other people think at all. So I mean, Tavares.
I don't know Tavares, but I feel like Tavares can walk into a bar and people wouldn't know.
Yeah, but that's like I feel like that's any Islander.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, those guys probably sit on the LIRR and like only like true Islander fans. Like, that's so and so.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like if Strom was sitting on the LIRR, they'd be like, "Oh, this kid's going to school in the city."
Yeah,
like, he's going to class.
Yeah, exactly.
For that, I think I think Syndergaard's the answer. I don't know for me.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like he's also liked more.
Oh yeah, Harvey. He's definitely liked. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Syndergaard goes out, he's not going to get shit from anyone.
I don't feel like fans would actually give shit to
Harvey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like they say it on
Twitter
and everything like that, and then if they see him, they're like, "Oh my god, I love you! You like this is so
you're
great."
Probably
to see
right.
You.
You're probably right.
I know I would do that. I give him shit all the time, and I would do the same thing. Be like, "Oh my god, it's Matt Harvey!
Yeah.
How's it going, man? Like, I love you. You're the best." I would just be a fool. All
right, so we're gonna wrap up with our last topic, and this is gonna be about the white SUV that is pretty much sweeping Isles Twitter.
Yeah.
It's the new mascot / folk hero. Take this one away, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, we lost a mascot in Sparky, but we gained an even better one in the YesUV out in the end that they defend twice. And I was Isles Blog, Joe Buono did an interview with him, and they posted the article on Isles Blog today, and some of his answers were just hilarious. Like, he was just saying how people forget. My favorite quote of the thing was, "People forget that I did not decide to just park myself in the best seats at the Barclays Center has to offer." Brett York, Mark Forst, was faced with a tough decision. He could go the same route as every other arena in the NHL and put paying fans there, or he could sell out completely and take money from a Honda to put the SUV there. And that's basically what it is, but you got to love it when someone with such great creativity comes out with the mascot like this. And
I totally agree. I feel like you really turned something that I hated it.
Minor league.
Exactly.
And now,
minor
All-Star
league slash all, I was going to say, yeah. I always get the All-Star game vibe from it.
Yeah. And
but now it's like, it's exciting. It's fun.
Now, if they take it away, people will be mad.
No,
people
I totally
will be upset. They'll be like, what the hell?
You can't take it away now.
No, and it's so great. They talked about how there was a blue one there in the preseason, and I think early on in the season too, it was there. And then they changed it, and he said he's still friends with the blue one. He understands the decision because it was hard to see with the black backdrop, but he understands the decision. So I mean, I think they got to do more with it. They talked about it in the interview as well, but the honking after games at the Coliseum after a win. Why not adopt that and just have someone go into
that's
the car and
good.
Do that
that's
after
a great
every win?
Idea.
Like, why not? It doesn't. I mean, they brought the set. I mean, it would just appease more fans. I mean,
no, that would be
get even better good graces.
A little, that's honestly so great. A little thing like that would go a long way.
Yeah, and honestly, Barclays needs anything they can get right now from getting in the good graces of Islanders fans again.
I agree. We don't care about the food. We care about like the team on the ice. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not. I
And
don't care
ice
about
itself.
going and eating cheesecake at a game.
Yeah.
I'd rather see us kill a penalty or score on the power play.
Yeah, and make sure that the ice isn't choppy as hell every goddamn night in the second and third periods. Like, how about that? I know it's hard and you guys aren't used to the changeover yet, but let's go, man. Let's get some professionals in there.
All right. So this is another episode of PT Isles in the books. Make sure you're following Isles blog on Twitter at Isles blog. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at JFunk33. That's just the letter J. My last name Funk and the number's 33. Greg, have fun.
Yeah, you can I guess just look for Greg and then put in N, and then you can put in like Isles too, or P or Mets or anything like that, and I'll probably come up, but it's at GNIEMCZYK. I know it's probably too fast. 15. Yeah, that's my handle.
All right.
I gotta change it.
Yeah. All righty, man. And if you guys are
And
at,
follow Joe Buono.
yeah, and follow Joe, which most people are already.
Yes.
And if you guys are Mets fans, make sure you're following our other podcast. Put it in the podcast, and that Twitter handle's at PIITP. All right. Until next time.
You've been listening to PT Isles, presented by Isles Blog. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at IslesBlog and tweet us your comments, questions, and topics using the hashtag PTIsles. You can watch every episode by subscribing to the IslesBlog YouTube channel or view it at nyislesblog.com. To listen to PT Isles and the IslesBlog podcast, search for IslesBlog and subscribe via iTunes.